as we bring water around and down the landscape, we ought to be thinking of all the possible duties that this water can perform in the landscape. We're then looking at something that extends rainfall, basically, to quite a lot of uses on farm, or to settlements. Our concern is basically bioregional, small farm, small settlement concern. We're not really interested in gigantic systems because we have an uneasy suspicion that they don't work. Youngman says so outright. He says only small dams, and he might mean a 5 million gallon dam, as small, only small dams work in landscape. I think it's right. You know, large dams are notoriously difficult. They alter regimes too drastically. They alter the water temperatures very much. They alter the river flow too much. They're always barrier dams. They stop that life force returning to the headwaters. They create a lot of silting problems, and they also detract from the silt that naturally comes out in the lower valley. So they've got a lot of problems associated with them. And in many areas of the tropics, they're responsible for vastly increased disease systems. They form a lot of weed mats and weed mats that carry a lot of disease vectors.